Kevin Johnson grew up in Albuquerque, NM, and started racing motorcycles when he was a kid alongside his brother Keith. He eventually turned pro in motocross, supercross, arena cross, and he won X Games gold in freestyle motocross out in L.A. in 2008. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information at WWIB.com. Now, retired from the rugged world of bike racing with a wife and family living in the Houston, Texas area, Kevin Johnson is back with me on the show. So you did this for 11 years, professional motocross. What does it take to be successful, Kevin, in this sport?
Well, one thing was riding through and getting recovering from a lot of injuries. Motocross is a tough sport, and injuries happen. That's a given. So that was, you know, getting rehab done and back into training. It is considered one of the most physically demanding sports there is. We actually did some testing with the university in Pittsburgh at one point, and our VO2 max and cardiovascular limits were either at or above even their soccer players. So it's we did a lot of road bicycling, a lot of off the bike training. It's not football training in the sense of bulking up. You don't want to have big muscles or be thick, but it was a lot of cardio, a lot of endurance training, and we spent a lot of time putting in the effort to be able to make it at the pro level.
All right, so you mentioned you have ridden for Team Faith. You got hooked up with Brian O and Team Faith, and would even do outreach events, and still are doing that kind of thing as a retired pro motocrosser. How did you, Kevin, come to a place in your life where you said yes to Jesus? You said, Christ, come into my life, change me, make me a new creation. What happened there?
Well, my mom is a solid Christian woman. I grew up going to actually a Christian school and in church a lot. And then I think a lot of kids who grow up that way end up, you know, on their own for the first time and trying to figure out life a little bit. And so I moved to California at 18. I was making some good money and on my own, and I really didn't open the Bible too often and kind of just went off and, you know, we were training and riding motocross, so it wasn't like we were out doing terrible things, but I just didn't spend time in the Word. I didn't really seek the Lord, and my relationship went stagnant. And in 2004, I was riding for a Yamaha support team and doing pretty good, and then I got hurt pretty bad and was thinking about quitting racing and didn't know what I was going to do. And that's when I met the guys from Team Faith, Brian O at Team Faith, and God really used them to bring me back to him. I mean, the cool thing about the motocross deal is on the pro level, we've had a chaplain at the races for many, many years. Fellowship of Christian Athletes sends a chaplain now. And so I wasn't completely away from it. It just, I didn't have anything personally. I wasn't that committed. I wasn't seeking. And through Team Faith and Brian O, you know, God just drew me back. And the first year I was with the team, I made some mistakes and messed up. And Brian O looked at me and said, look, this is what we expect if you ride for us. And you need to make the decision if this is what you want to do, if you can commit to these rules. And I didn't hesitate, you know, absolutely. You know, this is where I want to be. This is where I know I'm called to be. And over the next few years, God just changed my desires, changed my heart, and drew me back. And it was a lot through motocross, through that ministry. And then next thing I know, we're in Egypt sharing the gospel to people in Egypt. And then I'm in Albania with Luis Palau. And then, you know, we're traveling across Canada. All of, like, just amazing the doors that God opened. And it was, you know, a few years of just kind of floating around without much meaning. I was racing. That was it. But I got to the point where, I'm sure every Christian does, I think, at a point where they realize that, look, all this stuff I'm working hard for isn't satisfying. Even winning the race wasn't satisfying. It didn't give me what I needed. And it was when I turned back to, you know, seeking the Lord and having that personal relationship with Christ that – the peace that surpasses understanding, you know, really started to impact my heart. And whether I won the race or my bike broke and I couldn't even finish, you know, we went back to the pits and we praised God and we prayed and we sought the Lord, and it was awesome.
Yeah. I just was thinking back to when you started as a professional motocrosser, Kevin. Could you have ever envisioned that someday you'd be standing up at these events, motocross events, and evangelizing people, preaching the gospel?
It was never on my list of things to do, to be honest, you know. And then it just, you know, I look back now, and, you know, when you look back, you can see how God worked through things. I blew out my knee in 2003 when I was, you know, fifth place in points in the West Coast Supercross Championship. And I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to get a ride next year being hurt and no one's going to want to sponsor me type thing? And looking back now, I'm like, all right, God totally worked through blowing out my knee, because that set me up on the path to be with Team Faith and to be where God wanted me to be. And so, you know, a lot of times you're going through stuff and you don't understand how it could possibly work out. And then 5 years later, you look back and you're like, ah, I see what you were doing, Lord. All right, I get it now.
I've heard that so many times here on this show, and thanks for reinforcing the truth that God's ways are not our ways, and if we just trust Him and rely on Him, He can do some wonderful things in our lives and through our lives. Well-spoken, well-respected former motocrosser, professional motocross rider, Kevin Johnson on the show today. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for coming back on the program today, Kevin, to talk about Jesus. Appreciate it very much. God bless you down there.
Thanks a lot. Happy to do it.